And it looks like a decade of job growth in the U.S. oil business has ended. Lower oil and natural gas prices have drillers laying off tens of thousands of workers. But there are parts of the country where companies are still hiring. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Pennsylvania, which is one of them.
There are young people optimistic about the future of the oil and gas business, and they can be found at a training site outside Williamsport, Pennsylvania. On this gravel lot, there's a mock drilling rig. It produces no oil or gas. It's used to train a new generation of entry-level workers called roustabouts. Three students guide heavy steel drill pipe down through the rig floor. They wear bright orange gloves so the instructor can see their hands. One wrong move can lead to injury.
All the different rig hands are working together really well, actually.
Claire Kerstetter already finished this three-week program at the Pennsylvania College of Technology. Now she works on fracking jobs.
I am a fluid technician. It's also known as quality control specialist.
You like it?
I do. I love it. It's a lot of fun.
What do you like about it?
I like the challenge, not only physically, but intellectually as well.
Students here learn other skills valuable to drilling companies, too. A big shop on campus is a classroom for aspiring diesel mechanics.
So what are you doing here?
We're reassembling our engine.
18-year-old William Miller says this engine powers the kind of generators drillers use.
Seeing how they're out basically in the middle of nowhere, they have to create their own power, so this creates their power for them.
Miller has heard about layoffs around the country. Most of those are in oil fields where drillers are adjusting to a sharp drop in crude prices. Here in Pennsylvania, companies are looking for natural gas, not oil. Those prices are low, too. Still, Miller is confident there will be work when he graduates in a couple of years.
Yeah, there's tons of jobs, and especially upcoming, the whole workforce is kind of old, so they're getting ready to retire.
The industry calls this the Great Crew Change. After the oil bust in the 1980s, a lot of companies stopped hiring new workers. That's left an aging workforce with not enough trained people to replace them. Tracy Brundage is Vice President for Workforce Development at Pennsylvania College of Technology.
One of the ways to avoid a situation like that where you have significant generational gaps in the workforce is to continue to train people to move into those jobs.
She says that's happening here. Despite lower natural gas prices, the industry is still hiring. Brundage says more than 100 students have finished roustabout training, and 98% got jobs. Average starting pay is more than $16 an hour.
It's not unheard of if they're working, you know, with a lot of overtime for a roustabout, you know, to get up into that $70,000-$80,000 range.
Good-paying jobs are exactly what many were hoping for when the drilling boom came to Pennsylvania, says Katie McGinty. She's chief of staff to Governor Tom Wolf.
Pennsylvania has gone from pretty much nowhere on the map in terms of natural gas production to now second in the country behind only Texas.
McGinty says when drilling rigs started showing up, residents worried all the good jobs would go to out-of-state workers, leaving locals with nothing but the environmental consequences of drilling.
In the early days of the industry, those concerns were exacerbated by too many people seeing nothing but Texas and Oklahoma license plates in and around the shale gas fields.
That's changing, she says, as more locals learn the skills necessary to work in the gas business. The latest figures show more than 31,000 people in the state have jobs related to extracting natural gas. That's about double what it was 5 years ago. Jeff Brady, NPR News.